Psychology Science Minute, brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Kyle Pecora, clinical psychology doctoral student.
Do you or your child have an oral habit you want to change, like thumb sucking, biting, chewing, or sucking your tongue, nails, cheeks, or lips? Habits like these are so automatic and well established that we just can't say to ourselves, "Oh, I'll stop," and then stop it. What can we do? Psychologist Nathan Azarin first developed and then refined habit reversal, a two-hour session that turned out to be 95% successful after a two-year follow-up for adults and children. Two components were essential. Number one, awareness training. Examining the habit, for example, nail biting, by identifying the early signs of the habit, like feeling the fingernail, the urge, when the target behavior or habit occurs, and in which situations it is most likely to occur. And number two, competing response training. For example, instead of performing the habit immediately, engage in a competing response when first noticing a warning sign. A competing response can be any activity, like making a fist or grabbing onto a nearby object and squeezing for 1 minute. Studies show squeezing only 5 seconds is not enough time. So if you want to change an automatic habit you have, you can implement the habit reversal technique with the assistance of a professional psychologist.
That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Kyle Pecora.